Hi, this is Dustin's mom, and I've never listened to None Taken.
Nice, Jack.
Thank you. Hey, guess what? I'm recording.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I decided to just press the button the first time you think about it. Don't think that there's a future moment where you actually remember to do it. All right, I started the video just so that that's going. I don't know how ready you are, but I figured...
I am ready.
Okay.
And we're back on YouTube. We're back, baby.
Back, baby. Yeah, they were like, you violated our misinformation. And I'm like, at first, I was like, I thought we got in trouble for always just like posting videos that are other people's content. And, you know, like just blatant. Like, it's like every other show we post, it's like, yeah, this is... somebody else owns this content, but they allow
it in a public forum.
Yeah, they're like, they allow it to be used. I'm like, okay, well, I dodged another bullet there. But it even tells you, it's like, there's no guarantee that in the future they won't change their mind and you'll get flagged for it or something.
Oh, right.
I was like, for sure, that's what got us. And then I was like, no, it says disinformation. I'm like, well, come on now. Like,
yeah,
that's not us.
No. We're the opposite.
And you read what I worded. I had to fill out an appeal. Yeah. I was like, I think that they're considering our wackadoos of the week segment, mm-hmm. where we talk about media literacy and
we debunk crazy people
and talk, you know, understanding. I had to be like, we do an educational podcast where we teach people critical thinking skills and logical fallacies. Surely you don't mean to ban people trying to fight bad logic with good logic. I was like,
surely
I'm a damn good writer. You know,
of course.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Oh, I like
it's
of course.
Brilliant thanks. Prose.
What are you drinking on?
The usual.
Nice.
What's that?
Santa's face.
Oh, is that eggnog?
It is eggnog. In fact, I have a series of eggnog related questions that I appear to have started the process of me asking you.
Oh, is that pre-spiked eggnog or are you?
It's about to get spiked.
Okay, all right. I like it. Okay.
Yeah, that's what this is for.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm going to go with whiskey on this eggnog cuz I'm a fine southerner, but
I was like brandy and eggnog.
I know.
We used to drink it together.
We used to drink brandy and eggnog all the time, yeah. Yeah. Oh, wait, I brought one of these in so that I can... I brought a jigger in so that I can properly pour this.
Ah, yes, get the proportions correct.
Yeah, I always thought that was a funny word. Remember when Jay-Z's song was on the radio and they played it as Jigger What? And I was just like, huh. I feel like this is a weird form of censorship that... It works around the sensors, but
right.
Anyway,
shot glass. What?
Yeah. Exactly. What are you drinking
on?
My cup says we say cunt in this house. It's available at fungiblenuntakens.com.
Nice.
We have new ones that don't say this. We have mugs with the new None Taken logo on it. I should make those with. You know what? By the time this is out, we'll update it to have we say cunt in this house with the new logo. Pint glasses, t-shirts, hats, sweaters,
hoodies.
Yeah, dog vests. They don't have dog vests.
FungibleNoneTakens.com.
Yeah, for all your fine podcast merchandise. I'm going to get drunk on eggnog. I love these Friday shows because I don't have to do anything. Like, I get so stressed. You know what? I waited to the last minute to try to find a different game. I think James sent a suggestion that we could use like industry slang that would be the game. You'd have to identify what is.
I saw that.
Yeah. And I couldn't find anything. I waited till the last minute. I was working a lot today. So I got two congressmen and I've got,
some sofas.
I got a sofa for you to find the sofa amongst the congressmen.
All right.
Probably one of the last times we do that. It's nice to keep in our back pocket. There'll be other more creative.
It's always fun.
Yeah. But as I already alluded to, I do have, well, we're going to get to the eggnog query of the preamble, but guess I have a question. I have a trivia question for you. Guess which country consumes 5.5 pounds of mayo per person per year?
The Dominican Republic.
Why did you pick that? Why wouldn't you guess America?
Because, I know a lot of people that don't like mayo.
Yeah,
that are Americans. I used to work with somebody from the DR, and she would get Jack in the Box tacos, you know, they're,
yeah,
they're fried tacos.
Yeah,
but she would get them with mayo on them. And it always made me want to throw up when she ordered that. That was her thing.
God, that must taste good. Are you sure it wasn't sour cream? Because remember they used to give you those weird, like, it was like a it was like two triangle shapes, the sour cream packets you could get from Jack in the Box?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Whatever happened
to
those?
Was that Jack in the Box or was that Wendy's? Because it was for the chili, wasn't it?
Oh,
but no, it was the baked potato. It was for the baked potato.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it was Wendy's. I used to work at Wendy's back then, too.
Really? Yeah. I guess the way she explained it was that mayo was considered like a almost like a delicacy because it was kind of expensive.
Yeah. You know why? You know why?
I like it. Why?
Because eggs aren't cheap. Do you get it? It's a chicken joke.
I get it. Cheap.
Oh, you got it. Okay. Good job, Alan. All right. No, it's not the Dominican Republic.
Okay.
The country will surprise you.
Okay. Where is it?
Russia. Russians consume per person 5.5 pounds of mayo per year.
I mean, Russians do some pretty bizarre things.
Like, yeah.
Wrestling bears and all that kind of shit.
Borscht.
But mayo, I would not have guessed Russia.
Right? I would not have guessed that either. Yeah.
I guess when it's cold, it doesn't, like...
I don't know. I don't know. I know we decided on the show that eggs aren't dairy. I still don't understand why, but eggs feel like dairy to me. Is mayo dairy?
Mayo's just like eggs in like oil, right?
Oil?
I think so.
Well, better not tell the U.S. government. U.S. government invades mayo. That's not. We're not starting the show. I've got too much else to talk about. That would be a great time to start the show.
I don't think mayo is dairy. Hmm. No,
it feels like it should be dairy. It's got eggs in it. I feel like. But eggnog's dairy.
Eggnog is dairy.
Not because of the egg.
No.
Okay.
Because the cream.
Oh, okay. All right. Are you familiar with the eggnog riot at West Point in 1826? I think.
There was an eggnog riot?
Yes.
I'm not familiar. No.
So Christmas Steve was like tended to be about the... by the way, be sure to text all your friends on Sunday. It's Christmas Steve, not Christmas Eve. They love it. All your friends named Steve. I can't wait. Every year I look forward to texting my friends named Steve. It's Christmas Steve, not Christmas Eve. If you're a Steve and you listen to the show, please reach out to us. I will text you. Anyway, like, why would I want that? Christmas Steve was like the big night that cadets could drink, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
And they were kind of going through some changes where they were trying to have better discipline standards, I guess, at West Point.
Straighten up and fly right.
Yeah, yeah. I don't remember the guy's name, but the guy that was in charge at West Point that year, he's like, there's no booze. There was a tavern down the street that got converted into like a hospital and shut down so that the cadets couldn't drink anymore. And in fact, a cadet left West Point and went like down the Hudson or something to the next closest tavern and got arrested for getting too drunk. Guess what the name guess the name of that cadet. 1826.
Jericho.
Jefferson Davis. Jericho the wrestler?
Oh, I don't know.
Chris Jericho?
1800s name.
Oh, I gotcha. Emmanuel. Yeah, I get you. Yeah. No, what did I say? Jefferson Davis. Yeah.
Jefferson Davis.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they ended up getting like kegs, I guess, whatever the large volume of eggnog and bringing them back to the barracks and sneaking them in. The guy in charge had found out, or there was two officers who were going around trying to break everything up. And at one point, a young Jefferson Davis was told to turn around and go back to his room. And he did, because what's Jefferson Davis good for? Surrendering.
That's
imagine
crazy.
How different history would have been if he would have been like court-martialed or something.
Right. Or if he'd been like, fuck you. I'm doing what I want.
Yeah, I'm sure the Civil War would have happened anyways, but, you know,
he
wouldn't have had the guiding hand of Jefferson Davis. Are you an eggnog guy?
I am. Yeah, I am.
I know we both like it. I didn't know if you still did.
I still like it. I try to go with the lighter stuff now, though. The heavy, heavy eggnog is a little too much for me.
I'm going to get fucked up on eggnog tonight. And is it going to make me shit a lot or not shit?
Did you do the heavy one or the lighter one?
I don't know. It's got Santa on it from Purity Dairy. It's a local dairy called Purity. The Purity Dairy. What is this called? Dairy? Purity Farms? Like, it feels uncomfortable that a thing in the South that produces white products calls itself purity. Yeah, it rubs me wrong, right? But they're a local favorite. I don't know if it's heavy. It's certainly not light. Grade A pasteurized homogenized milk. Remember that? Hey, would you like a glass of milk? Sure. Would you like it pasteurized? Oh no, just up to the tits would be fine. All right, we're starting the show.
Don't let me in his damn house.
Should we hit record?
Yeah, 1, 2, 3.
All right, you ready?
I am ready. Are you recording?
Yes. And this really coats the throat.
Show? No, I'm talking. Let's
sorry.
Start a show.
All right, are you done? This really coats the throat, Alan. I think it's going to help me for the intro. Your head with garbage. Keep talking over
myself.
Well, it sounds like none taken.
I just ain't got the means.
Boom. Welcome to the Friday Headlines Roundup edition of None Taken, where every week my good friend Alan wrangles up the headlines and brings them to us. We skim through them. Well, I read them for the first time, usually, and talk them at you. We're your antidote to mainstream media. Something else. There's other lines. If you miss a little, you miss a lot, kids. Head on over to TrumpGags.com to get the unedited video of this, where you can see my fantastic Christmas jacket. Watch me drink eggnog out of a We Say Cunt in This House mug that you get from the None Taken store at FungibleNoneTakens.com. No further ado, guess what time it is.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
Yeah, exactly, sir. And head on over to support the people that support us by going to FungibleNoneTakens.com. What? Wait. Go to SlickitsDigital.com for all your SEO and marketing needs. SlickitsDigital.com. SlickitsDigital.com. Alan, I'm on my second glass of eggnog. What do you think would happen to my insides if I drank a quart of eggnog?
Oof. I think I've done that before, and I don't recommend it.
Do you think I'd have to go to work tomorrow if I do this? Like, can I call my boss and be like, I drank a quart of eggnog?
He'd be like, I understand.
It has nothing to do with the booze.
We don't want that near any of our fans.
I like that I'm like carefully measuring these shots in there like I care. Right. I'm listening to you, Alan.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the show. Happy Friday before Christmas.
Oh, I'm wearing my Christian Bale t-shirt to support. I'm a hardcore Christian.
And then on the back it says Bale.
Yeah.
Bale fan, right?
Bale fan, yeah.
Yeah. That's a great t-shirt. I like it. Welcome to the show, everybody. Hope you all are having a nice festive weekend with the fam. When you're out there with your family, eating your ham and your whatever else and drinking some eggnog and brandy, tell them about the show.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Tell them all about us.
Yep. Start fights in the living room. I think I wanted to end the show with a joke that you can tell grandma or something. I think I wrote it down here. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Yeah. That'll be fun. Make sure we get into these headlines?
Yeah, yeah. Why don't you start while I double check about this joke?
Sure. The Israel-Hamas war, Israel said it found a major Hamas command center at the center of a network of tunnels in Gaza City.
Was it under a hospital?
No.
Well, if it wasn't under a hospital, that's actually very problematic. They're like, well, look, we found it. Turns out we were wrong. Like, we killed 20,000 people. They killed 600. Did you see them drop the death toll to 600? Is that like propaganda or is that true?
I can't tell.
I feel like that's like, because I'm only seeing that from people like Toaster, who's like, death to Israel and all that shit. I like that I can say that. He's like, no, you're not slandering me. I say that. Yeah. He also clarified the from the river to the sea. He's like, everyone I know that says that means it as if Israel's not there anymore. I'm like, okay, well, gave you guys a way out of that. But apparently that's all right. Good to know.
Oh, yeah. So they found this underground complex. And there's, you know, they've shown some pictures and stuff of these tunnels. They said they found elevators. They say they found a wheelchair that they think belonged to a Hamas leader that hasn't been seen in years.
Because it was just was it like a fancy wheelchair? Did it have that thing on it you can blow into like Christopher?
I mean, maybe he wrote his name on it. I don't know how they identified it.
There's that same guy that's always saying, like, look at this command center. Here's five AKs scattered on the ground.
Right.
Exactly. He's like, here's a wheelchair. Clearly that's from
that one dude.
Yeah.
You know, he was in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
Why else would this be here?
FDR of Gaza.
So similar to what they showed under the hospital, none of this has been really independently verified. So who knows? But that's what they're saying. Meanwhile, ceasefire talks appear to have stalled as the Hamas-run Gaza government said the death toll in Gaza has reached 20,000. Hamas has said now that they won't do any further exchanges of hostages for prisoners until there is a ceasefire. Biden is still working to slow this down. Blinken came out with some comments.
Do you mean those words? You feel like you're just saying something that an article said?
Blinken came out this week and said a little bit more of a pointed comment, although that's sort of been the MO of this administration, right? Where Biden has sort of allowed sort of his lackeys to say more pointed things about this conflict, and he himself hasn't really come out that strongly against what Israel is doing.
You've said that they have the full support with no red lines.
I think
they haven't backtracked on that statement. So, I mean, I feel like that's the one to go by.
Sure.
I'm sorry. 600 people, as a correction from 1,400 dead Israelis, is a huge difference.
It's a massive difference.
I realize that's a separate thought that I had 5 minutes ago, but like, you don't come out and be like, oopsies, we were off by 900. Like, and I get it. Like, if it's 600, that's still a massive incursion with a lot of like civilian deaths. And it's not like, oh, it was 1,400. It's cool that you killed 20,000 Gazans. But 600, finding out that it's 600 after the form of warfare they've been going out, it's just...
scorched earth, essentially.
It's just... what goodwill does Israel have left?
Yeah. I mean, and you factor in also the three hostages that the IDF killed.
Didn't they like, know about the hostages from some dog video? There was a dog video cam. Can you explain that?
So there was search and rescue dogs.
Fucking dead dog record.
I got to talk about a fucking dog dying.
No, Alan.
They had body cams and they're searching through like the rubble and things like that. And so they did have video of these individuals and they were saying in Hebrew, asking for help to be rescued. However, apparently the video hadn't been reviewed before the IDF forces.
No, so they're not like rescue dogs, dude. They send these dogs into the tunnels to like attack Hamas people. The dog died in the process. And then
I read search dog. I assumed rescue.
Dog was dead. And
they got the video off of it,
which is like, look, I get that like dogs get used in warfare. Like I get that.
Yeah.
If your like thing that you're going to show the West about how you're conducting this warfare includes a dog being, you're not getting support from the blue hairs and everybody on the left and the West.
One of the details I left out, about the three hostages that were killed by the IDF was not only were they waving a white flag, but they had removed all their shirts. They were shirtless.
Any
to
chicks?
Prove, I don't know. Oh, I didn't get that detail. But to prove that they weren't wearing any explosives, because that is a tactic. So not only were they harmless waving a white flag, but the soldiers that saw them knew they couldn't have explosives strapped to them. It was clear. And they shot him anyways. So there is a lot of backlash to that in Israel as well as internationally. As you said, I don't know that Israel has much of a leg left to stand on after everything that's happened here.
Did you have something you were going to before I brought up the whole 600 deaths again? I feel like that was an interruption.
No, that was it. That was the three hostages thing that were shot. So, yeah, it's still pretty bad. I mean, if you listen to that daily episode where they interviewed a Palestinian in southern Gaza, it's terrible. There is a lack of food, water, a lack of sanitation. So there's a lot of disease spreading. People are starving. It's pretty terrible. So they are trying to negotiate to allow more humanitarian aid in to the country to sort of help with this situation. But that negotiation is ongoing and so far hasn't moved forward.
I know you didn't say the name Aiden, but every time I hear the name Aiden, it makes me think that like somebody like, so everybody named Aiden is like 20 years old.
I know somebody named Aiden.
Yeah. And they're like 20, 23, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember a pop culture person named Aiden from about 20, 23 years ago. No, you didn't watch Sex and the City. Everybody named Aiden, I'm like, yeah, your mom watched Sex and the City. That was like one of the boyfriends that everybody had hoped that she
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. That gay senator that got butt fucked in the fucking chamber or whatever. His name's Aiden. And every time I'm like, oh, your mom likes Sex and the City. Every time I see someone named Aiden, I'm like, your mom likes Sex and the City. That's cute.
That's funny.
It's like you named your kid after Carrie's boyfriend. What a weird thing to fucking do.
Yeah, but people name their kids after weird things all the time. I'm always surprised when people explain why.
Shouldn't be naming your kid after the hunky boyfriend of a character.
It's kind
of
weird. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, it is kind of weird. All right. President Xi Jinping reportedly told President Biden recently that mainland China will reunify with Taiwan, but that the timing has not yet been decided. I don't know. I'm a little saucy right now. I fucking hate the term mainland China. I mean, that the term mainland China admits their side of the game.
Right. It does. It does. So when I first read this headline, it appears a little bit shocking. However, realistically, he's been saying similar things forever. That's always been his stance on Taiwan. The one thing that was interesting.
What was the context of the conversation? Like, when was that?
That was at that meeting they had.
Back in San Francisco?
Yeah.
That was a long time ago. And they didn't open up their line of communications because of the shit that went on in the Philippines, right? They said they were gonna, and then they didn't, and they said it was because of the Philippine stuff.
They did. So initially, they closed down lines of communication because of Pelosi's visit to Taiwan, and it was supposed to reopen. We have another headline coming up where it has actually started to happen. But so one of the interesting things...
If I read these headlines, I wouldn't have said that.
So in that meeting, what Xi said was... Hey, I know your intelligence people are telling you that I have a deadline like 2025 or 2027 to take Taiwan. They're wrong. I haven't figured out a date yet, but just know I'm going to do it. I'd rather do it peacefully, but I'm going to do it is essentially what he told Biden. So I don't know.
How do you think Biden responded to that?
Well, so in advance of the meeting,
facial response, like,
right. He probably just
stared, you know, like in the video where the
stared at him,
like in that video where the car accident happened. He just looks down the street.
Right. What was I going to say?
I don't know. I was having my own conversation. I keep interrupting. I'm sorry. Damn it. It finally got you. You're so good at
you
this.
Got me.
You never,
I know.
Mainland China, not 2027. He said whenever.
He said, we'd rather do it peacefully.
Yeah.
But I will take it by force if I have to. In response to that, I think it was Mitch McConnell. Yeah, Mitch McConnell came out and said, you know, we got to work together, Democrats and Republicans, to do something to make sure this doesn't happen. This is a travesty. We can't allow this. Oh, that's what I was going to say. In advance of the meeting, China had reached out to the administration and asked Biden to come out and say that he supported China and Taiwan being one nation. And the administration
fucking get West Taiwan back. Joined to regular Taiwan.
Yeah. So,
you get the West Taiwan joke?
I get the West.
You're
Taiwan
just joke. Trying hard to not lose your train of thought.
Yes.
How do you think the listeners are taking this?
I think they're taking it fine. Okay. So obviously the administration refused to do that, declined to do that.
To do what?
To say that they supported.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The reunification of West Taiwan and
in East Taiwan.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. All right, I think that's enough on that one.
There's a lot of China. The next two headlines are China.
I know. I made a China section.
Okay.
Tournament. So what's the bigger deal?
Oh. What was the thrust of the Hamas one? They found a network. I don't buy that network being real. I guess.
And also that there's China. Not really. You think China's bigger? Okay.
I mean, Israel be saying shit, you know? Like,
sure. Be saying shit.
Until they show it, like.
Show me the money. Okay. China wins. Top U.S. and China military officials spoke today for the first time in 16 months after a recent agreement to resume military communications. So as I said, initially they stopped having communication after Pelosi's visit to Taiwan. And all in all, I think this is a good thing. Anytime we have communication with somebody that's, you know, a competitor on the world stage as massive as China is, I think that maybe can bring the temperatures down a little bit. And prevent any, you know, accidental conflicts erupting. So,
yeah,
there we go.
Yeah, what is it? A Churchill line? Jaw is always better than war.
Yeah, that sounds, I don't know if it's Churchill, but I like
it. Sure sounds like Churchill, right? Oh, did you ever notice that people aren't named Winston anymore? And there was probably like a spike in Winstons like after World War II.
Just like Aidens?
Yeah, I was correlating it to Aiden, but I hadn't figured out yet. Yes, yeah. But I think if there's a bunch of Winstons named after, like, well, the Winston character in 1984, I mean, he probably wrote that in 48 or whenever he wrote 1984.
Sounds right.
I mean, he wouldn't have named it Winston and talk about England without it being about Winston Churchill. Yeah.
That makes perfect sense. All right, you got the next one also.
The trial of Jimmy Lai started in Hong Kong. The pro-democracy media mogul was charged under a controversial Chinese national security law in 2020 and could face life in prison if convicted. This guy was on the run for a while, right?
Yeah, he was. So he was the founder of Apple Daily, which was the newspaper.
Not the same thing as the computer company.
No, it was a newspaper.
Look at China, just always take another IP.
It was a newspaper in Hong Kong in Chinese language that was very critical of the communist China.
Did he found it while it was still under British control?
Yeah, he founded it in 95. Okay. So, yeah, I believe it was still under British control then. So he had been very critical of the Chinese communist administration. You know, he'd actually become pretty wealthy doing that as well.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that in communist China.
He was always willing to speak his mind. Essentially.
Was he? But he was not a part of the. He wasn't a party member. But he was in. He was Hong Kong, so he was safe back there.
He actually has British citizenship. Okay. So, he posted a bunch of things on Twitter that essentially China said were seditious and anti-China, and so that's why they've jailed him. This guy is 76 years old, and this is obviously going to be a show trial, and he's going to be in jail for the rest of his life, likely. And that kind of sucks. But if you can see what China's done with Hong Kong as Exhibit A, I think we all know what would happen to Taiwan as Exhibit B. So this is a significant issue.
Well put, Alan. No notes. Okay. What's a bigger deal? There's no change in that. I think the trial of Jimmy Lai is more significant. I think that is like a historical mile point when they mark that.
Oh, I agree. Finished. Some of the stuff you said on Twitter was about Tiananmen Square.
Talk
of course,
about
that's
it.
Like a.
What do you? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a Chinese citizen. I've never heard of Tiananmen Square.
I meant Taylor Swift.
Nice yeah, meeting. I was going to try to do the Taylor Swift. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. It's a bigger deal.
Okay. Your turn, sir.
Yeah.
Now we did talk about this.
We talked about this, but you had bullet points. So
I think there's more time to talk about it.
Okay. Now. Yeah. Okay. The Colorado Supreme Court ruled that former President
Tell
Trump
the listeners about the bullet points, Alan.
Cannot appear on the state's 2024 primary ballot, deeming him ineligible to be president under the U.S. Constitution's insurrection clause. Trump is expected to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. You know, I don't know. Do you follow the China Uncensored's Instagram page?
I think you have the same thoughts as I do. I'm in some ways, it makes sense that someone who's so anti-communism, I guess just communism, really, because I almost said anti-dictatorship, and it's like, well, why do you? Okay, it doesn't surprise me that they may support Trump. I don't know.
Yeah, well,
I think that he sees
Trump,
this as a. Sorry, the listeners don't know what we're talking about. The China Uncensored YouTube page, I highly recommend. The insights on China, I think, are interesting.
And he's always snarky and kind of.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. Yeah. His Instagram posts have been just like. Super pro Trump in response to this. Now, I don't like being misinterpreted. I'm trying not to misinterpret it. I'm trying to apply his attitude towards
his worldview. Yeah.
And I think that he's saying, you know, these are the things that they do in dictatorships. We don't do that here. And I don't think it's the same thing because
I don't either.
It involves using a logical argument over. Like if this was a threat to our democracy years ago, we should have looked through the 14th Amendment and said, what about this part where we can not allow people to, you know, run for office if they've sworn an oath and then violated it? We can't have that. Like nobody looked at that 5 years ago and said, shit, this is a problem. Should somebody like either cause or be part of or instigate an insurrection? After they've taken an oath of office, they don't get to run for office again. We just have to find someone else of the 250 million. Nobody looked at that 5 years ago and thought that needs to be reworded to prevent that. Otherwise, that'll be used by the incumbent to hold on to power, which they're accusing Biden of, right? Like, yeah. Like that, that no, in no rational world would anyone have thought that 5 years ago. But now we're like, oh, this is a banana republic. Like, this is bullshit. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? No, you like you don't like the guy that you like to not be able to run. You know, I have some advice for you. If you live in the state of Colorado and you would still like to vote for Donald Trump, move to Wyoming. They've got plenty of space. Why don't you just move to a state where you're still allowed to do that? That's what you tell people with other things. I mean, I mean that when I say that about, you know, people that want different gun laws in certain states. And a lot of people said that with a real shitty fucking attitude towards, and this borderline's not a bad faith argument, I know that, but people said that with a shitty attitude after they overturned Roe versus Wade. They're like, okay, we'll just go live in the state where your people have abortions left and right. It's fine. Like, okay, go vote for Donald Trump in Wyoming.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he even made an argument, or I don't know if it's him that runs that page, but an argument was made on that page that, the insurrection was not an insurrection because it wasn't a coordinated event.
And oh, he shared a finding by some legal analysis or some.
Right.
Yeah. It was like one place determined that it wasn't that. It wasn't like right.
I would argue that it was a coordinated event, and I would argue that Trump initiated it by his word, you know, at the Ellipse, in that speech.
Also, the judges in that judges in the Colorado Supreme Court almost unanimously agree that it was an insurrection. That wasn't even the dissenting judges in that case. They were arguing over things like standing or, you know, they were arguing over other things. They were like, no, we dissent for this reason. He seems to have missed the qualification to be president, and it seems like he spurred an insurrection. But I'd like to argue over these things as to why we would still like to have him on the ballot. Like even the people that dissented in it didn't say that
even in prior cases, I want to say the Michigan case, similarly, the judge in that case said, yeah, it was an insurrection, but there's this technicality where he wasn't – the office of president doesn't count in Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. So – you know, that's what 8 justices that have already said, it's an insurrection. I'm sure we'll have more.
Yeah.
But that I don't see any way to argue that.
Honestly, man, like if they can come up with a way that doesn't lead to like literally you saying that, like I'm conflating this with his immunity thing going to the Supreme
presidential
Court.
Immunity.
But if they can come up with a logical argument, see, here's my case. I don't truly want the reason Donald Trump doesn't become the next president to be because of this.
Yeah.
I'd rather him lose the election if that's what Republicans want to have as their candidate. But we seem to have a law here, and it's in it's not just like a state law that people are looking at. It's in the Constitution. Like, this is a short list of things people have written down. Like they've kept it brief so that you can kind of memorize it. And like, so
pretty much. Yes.
So I think that as long as that's the motivating factor, I'm fine with it. If they can dispute that logical argument in a logical way, I'm fine with it. But like, I don't see that, you know?
Yeah.
So I guess, what was I going to say? I mean, I don't know. I'm in.
Oh, I mean, I think, the argument that it's in the Constitution and we've governed our country by that document for over 200 years. I mean, like it's in the document.
Again, there wasn't a point in the last, like, I don't know, let's keep it recent, like 5-10 years. There wasn't a point where someone said, ooh, that language is kind of problematic. We should
fix that.
There's plenty of activist people that get activist trials in front of courts so that they can have things changed. Somebody would have done that.
And like the new Speaker of the House.
Yes.
For instance.
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
You see, he got a bunch of campaign funding funneled to him through Russia.
Wait, say that again.
Mike Johnson.
Uh huh.
He had. I'm pouring my third drink. Johnson had a bunch of campaign funding funneled into his 2018 election. I think 2018 election via Russian entities.
Oh wow! I did not see that story.
Nazi.
I'll look for that. I did not. I'll look for it.
This is a lot to drink.
It's going to be a very festive show.
It's going to be festive. Where are we at?
It's your headline. We're on 6.
And you told them I had notes. Hold on. Oh, I wanted to ask you this. Oh,
okay.
Paul said this, and I want to address people that have this thought. And if other listeners have something that can enlighten me, please do submit it. I'm down to hear it. You know what kind of show we do. He called it a punishment. And I was like, this isn't a punishment. He's just deemed ineligible. Did you have any counter to that, or you just co-signed that? Like, I can't see it as a punishment. Yeah.
A punishment.
Whoa.
No, I don't see it as a punishment. It's the same thing as not being 35 years old.
Or being born in Kenya.
Right.
I'm sorry. I am going to continue my bad faith, shitty attitude because this is my third, what is this? Eggnog. I'm about to have an eggnog riot. I'm not going to be lectured by the Trump's political resurrection, because he ran prior campaigns. His political resurrection was birtherism. I'm not going to listen to the person who, for I don't think it's a stretch to call it racist reasons, thought that the first black president was actually from Kenya. I feel like you wouldn't take a white president and accuse them of being Irish, like or Canadian, right? Like it was right, the black right. president and it was an African country. Like mm-hmm. it feels like that was at least, you know, whatever the like soft version of racism where you didn't really mean it, the manslaughter, the involuntary manslaughter. It's involuntary manslaughter racism, but it's still racism. I'm not saying that I'm not going to listen to the guy that had the fact that he's president is because he regained his political career with birtherism. And he was on Fox News every day calling in to talk about Obama for 8 years while he was president.
And Howard Stern.
Yes, and Howard Stern. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to listen to those people who supported a crazy theory to have that president removed.
Show his birth certificate. He's just, why won't he show?
But what was he trying to do with that? He was trying to have him removed, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, obviously.
So to me, that is a stretch. The interpretation of the 14th Amendment that the Colorado Supreme Court went and that is going to be reviewed by another court, that is. It by no means a stretch to me. That's like that is a reasonable interpretation of those words. And you'd have to persuade me otherwise. And I'm all ears. I just haven't heard it.
No, I completely agree. I don't see if there's really any way to spin out of it. And I think it's going to be interesting to see what the Supreme Court does with this, because obviously it's going to get to them. So I tend to think that a lot of those justices are going to say, we don't want to get involved in politics. We're the judiciary branch, but this is part of our law. This is part of our constitution. So I'm sorry, you don't get to punt this one. You got to take a stand.
They said the court said any definition of insurrection for the purpose of Section 3 would at least include a concerted and public use of force. So imagine January 6th, a concerted and public use of force or threat of force by a group of people to hinder or prevent the U.S. government from taking the actions necessary to accomplish a peaceful transition of power in this country. Did that happen at any time of the day on January 6th, or did it happen as they were counting the votes?
As they're counting the votes. I mean, and so I think that's a really important point. So if this were, let's say people rioted in front of the Capitol building when it was a standard legislative session, would that be the same thing? No.
When they had time to. In fact, they had time to in November. Like, they could have done it in November and said, not let it get this far, right? But they waited
this was
until
specifically at the moment when Congress was voting in a joint session to count the ballots, to count the electors, and determine peaceful transfer of power, which is one of the foundations of our country. Like, that's
so we've always been able to say that we've always had that, and where many countries can't, and we don't get to fucking say that anymore. You know how much that sucks? For Donald Trump, like, I get it if it was for, like, dude, I'd get it if it was Bill, if it was George Bush, I'd get it.
Right.
Like, for Donald Trump, you fucking idiots are going to do all of this. Like, you're not talking about Reagan. You're not talking about George H.W. You're not talking about Eisenhower. You're not, like, you're talking about you need to overturn all of the norms of society to make sure Donald Trump is president for another. Are you, how... I will never in the rest of my years wrap my head around how people have cared so much and been willing to give away so much for this human.
This guy. Yeah.
Prison. This guy. People go to prison for him.
Yeah. Like, hundreds of people have gone to prison for him.
I can't believe how long we've talked about this subject. I'm sorry.
All right, let's move on. Right. It's your turn.
The Biden administration freed an ally of Venezuelan President Maduro in exchange for 10 jailed Americans. Look at us getting the good side. Wait, hold on. What? Oh, wait, hold on. It's an ally of the president. Why did we jail that ally of the president? So 10 Americans were released, and the extradition of fugitive Fatlet. Have you opened the article?
Yes.
Okay. Fat Leonard. Do you think he goes by? Why didn't he go by Fat Lenny?
That's a good question. They called him Fat Leonard. So he was involved in a bribery scam of the Department of Defense. He was bribing DOD officials with sex.
That's called lobbying, Alan.
Sex and money and clubs and trips and all that kind of stuff to get contracts that he was then skimming. Millions and millions of dollars. He was arrested and managed some daring escape. He cut off his ankle monitor and found his way into South America. And he's been there ever since. So that was a pretty big deal that we got him back. We also got a number of Americans back.
Hold on. so he can face justice?
Yes.
See, in my mind, it was like, he's finally back to America. He's not trapped in Venezuela anymore. So he's been living it up in Venezuela.
He's been living it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the guy that we gave them for these people was essentially Maduro's bagman, and was involved in also skimming money off of things like
humanitarian aid,
things like that. Oh, wow. And basically, Maduro's sort of like right-hand guy to do all the dirty shit. So it was a big deal. But
that guy just got replaced by another guy.
I'm sure.
So now he has two of them. Who needs two of those? Yeah.
They had a huge like welcoming home, like heroes type ceremony.
Good for him.
When he got back.
Yeah. You know what? Good for him.
Yeah, so a lot of people are, you know, complaining that this was a bad deal. I don't know. I think if you got 10 Americans
seems
back,
like a good deal.
Other asshole,
yeah. Plus, like that guy's got to fight for his old job back, you know?
Right. Right. Okay. I think he might be past his prime in that.
Yeah, probably. I mean,
as well.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I think
Supreme
Court wins.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, for sure.
Scrotus. Your turn, buddy.
All right. So I have, this is kind of a dual headline. Texas Governor Abbott signed a bill that makes illegally crossing the border a state crime, enabling state police to arrest suspects.
So that seems like a subtle thing, but it's got a huge impact.
Yeah. A legal challenge is expected, and the B part of the headline is it came. The ACLU and others the ACLU and others sue Texas over a law that enables state police to arrest migrants who illegally cross the border, alleging it violates federal law. So essentially what they're saying in the suit is that Texas as a state does not have the right to do this. This is the federal
that was what I had heard when this a reason why they didn't do this before, I suppose, right?
Yeah So, and
Texas legislation only meets every 2 years.
Yeah, they're like part-time legislation.
It's a weird it's like a bragging system. Thing. It's like, we don't waste your money, we only meet once every 2 years.
Great, I'm getting a lot done. I mean, almost as good as Congress.
That's why they're always calling special sessions.
Right. So what they're saying is that, you know, they don't have the right to do this. And essentially, this is sort of similar to what Arizona did back in like 2012.
Yeah. And then they had to stop. Right.
Right. Because they had the right to
pull anyone over and ask them what their ethnicity is.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, exactly. Like they could just see somebody brown and be like, show me your papers.
Flush it down. Oh,
show me your papers. And so that got struck down by the Supreme Court. I believe this probably will as well.
You do?
Because it's not, yeah, I don't think this is something that they're going to allow the states to do.
States' rights, Alan.
When it comes to the border, though, that's a federal situation.
Well, it's not their fault their state falls on a border. That's going to be the logic. I promise you, that's the argument. Yeah.
They've already done a lot of stuff in Texas, installing razor wire.
Oh, and they've told them to stop it.
Busing people to, you know, other cities. Bus from
Chicago. Did you see the new mayor of Chicago doing an Eric Adams impression and being like, Texas got to stop sending us these immigrants. We don't know how to deal with this. He's got a good point. He's like, look, we have a mental health crisis in Chicago. Like we can't handle our own problems. Like, and also right. like, I don't know. I mean, there's a reason why they're sending them to the other end of the fucking country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we'll see what happens with that.
Okay.
You want to hit the next one? It's also a dual headline.
Okay, I'm ready. The House passed the annual NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act. I'm glad you included this. So the massive, I'm just going to call it a trillion, $886 billion. So the massive $1 trillion bipartisan compromise. You know, they always seem to compromise when they're like, we want this. So remember, kids, nobody argued over this. They didn't threaten to shut the government down over this, did they?
They did not.
So the National Defense Authorization Act, which costs a trillion fucking dollars, or 886, almost hundred billion. It's just easier to call it a trillion. Plus, after inflation next year, that's going to be a trillion. so the House passed a $1 trillion budget for the defense because they're like, well, I want this and I want this. And they just like trip over each other's dicks to be able to add shit into it to help out their, and nobody fights for it because they're like, well, we don't want to lose ours. So like, that's how those things fucking snowball and become so massive. But mm-hmm. But when it comes to pay for shit, at the end of the next of the year, they're not going to be able to be like, well, we need to have more self-control when it comes to writing these bills in the first place. Cause we're, our ego's writing checks. Our body can't cash. Where's that? That lives here.
You have balls. No,
that's not it. Sorry.
I like
son, your
balls.
Ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
Yeah. All right. Do you have any thoughts or keep reading?
Yeah, actually, I will have some thoughts. So some of the compromise about this bill was about the whole abortion thing in the military.
Nobody fought it. They let it through, right? Everything that Tommy Tuberville was fighting for.
Yes. Yeah. They let all that through. Some of the weird
stuff. No, military got a 5% raise. It's their best raise in like 25 years.
Yes, that's historic. Some of the weird stuff that they did include was including Section 702 of the FISA.
I'm glad you included bill, this. Yeah.
Which allows
it's basically the we will spy on
foreign nationals
and if we happen to pick up American, like any signals coming to and from America, well, that made sense. They were talking to Americans. We got to spy on them too. Yeah.
A couple of other things.
Oh, wait. They continued it. They kicked that down the road. They didn't
till April.
Yeah. So that's still being debated.
It was supposed to expire at the end of the year,
which they had plenty of time all year to fucking not.
They did. A couple of other fun things they left in. You're not allowed to teach critical race theory in military academies because, you know, why would we do that? Yep. And also, they ban any unofficial flags. So you can't have like a rainbow flag in your barracks, which, you know, because we care so much about that.
Wait, can you not have a Gadsden flag then?
Yeah, I don't think you can have that either. You can't have any unofficial.
That's kind of gay. That's gayer than a pride flag. No, banning that is. What the hell, man?
Yeah. It's the shit that people care about is just. Blows my mind that would get written into a bill, but it did, and they let it through. So there we go. The second part of the headline.
Amy Schumer's uncle said, the second most powerful man in the Senate, Amy Schumer's uncle said that the Senate will, what's his name?
Chuck
Schumer said the Senate will return next week in an effort to break an impasse on the $61 billion aid for Ukraine before the year's end. So if I don't know if we made it into the show. Yeah, last week I was saying they were doing like a youth group lock-in, and he told the Senate that they don't get to leave until they come up with a Senate bill to pass this, which was hilarious because the House was like, no, I'm a good Christian. I'm Mike Johnson. And they're all going home. So like it would have to go through the Senate, go back to the House, and then get to the president.
Which is not going to happen.
But they were making the Senate stay because the House left. It was like, what the fuck? Right. So they didn't get that, it looks like. And he's like, fine, I'll let you go see your family, even though I'm Jewish and we already had Hanukkah, and I missed Hanukkah for you, but that's fine.
Yeah, the House isn't coming back till like mid-January, I think. Jesus. So it's completely pointless.
Yeah.
All right. What is the what's the bigger deal here? I think it's Texas. Probably
blaming shit on Texas.
Blame it on Texas.
Yeah.
All right. The Vatican issued
doing the Vatican rag.
This is for Connor. And Pope Francis approved formal permission for priests to bless same-sex relationships, though not as part of a marriage ceremony.
So basically it's like saying, you know, you'll go to hell, but like in terms of the church's eyes, it's okay for you to do this.
You very much split hairs with this sort of this thing where so
you know who else splits hairs?
Who's that?
The priest to the altar boy when he goes like that to his head.
Jesus.
Join the Patreon so you can see the hand gestures.
Yeah, it's worth it. So the priest can't bless them like if they're wearing like wedding garb. They can't officially bless a wedding, but they can do it like just sort of in passing. Like,
so if you're wearing a shirt that says groom, like he's not going to be okay with it?
Okay with it, yeah. Wow. And they're not changing their stance on same-sex marriage, but they are saying that you can
it's really confusing because like while they haven't changed their stance on same-sex marriage, the king of the Catholics is like also, you know, love is love, and you know, mm-hmm. he's been saying like, you know, you can go get butt fucked in the Senate if you want.
It's been pretty progressive.
I still can't get over that they shared all that porn. Like Like, I feel like somebody needs to be in charge of the conservatives. I mean, both parties, the liberal wing shares not thought through memes either, but it's just like the conservatives keep sending porn out. And like, to quote Kitbag, like, somebody should be in charge and just be like, look at this. What is this? What is this? Yeah, that's porn. Stop doing this. Why am I seeing this? Right? Yeah, like, do you like this? No. Okay. Well, so what is this? Like, just treat it like a dog. They'll rub their fucking nose in it.
I agree. Although part of me says they're adults, let them have their fun.
Yeah, it is kind of fun to let them do it.
So any priest granting a blessing to a same-sex couple must avoid any form of confusion or scandal. That's in quotes.
What does confusion mean? Oh, I'm so confused. Like sexual confusion or like...
Yeah.
Like, Your Honor, he was passable. I thought it was a chick. Like, what does confusion mean? Hold on. Read that again.
So avoid any form of confusion or scandal.
What they're doing
changed its stance.
I see.
On marriage. It also applies to people who got divorced, but the church didn't approve it or whatever. Like, they didn't do it properly. They can still be blessed, just not in an official setting. I mean, going into some of this Vatican stuff is pretty strange, I will say.
Yeah.
In short, yesterday as a priest, I was forbidden to bless same-sex couples at all. With some limitations, I can. That's a priest on Twitter saying that. So people are saying, like, this is a, you know, step in the right direction. It's still it's still bullshit, but, yeah, you know, whatever.
Well, just remember, when in Rome, live like a Roman. Ave Maria. Gee, it's good to see you doing the Vatican rack.
Genuflect.
Nobody gets this. Taylor gets this. I think Taylor's the only listener that's like, I know this song. Yes.
All right.
Looking forward to your text messages. My turn. This one, jury. Mm-hmm. We already talked about this, but
but there's more about it.
And we're a Rudy Giuliani theme podcast.
Yeah.
So a jury ordered Rudy. This is hard when you've had three eggnogs. Speaking of which, I should have a fourth. A jury ordered Rudy Giuliani to pay two Georgia election workers $158 million in a defamation case over false claims of ballot fraud he spread about them after the 2020 election. Giuliani plans to appeal. You got the follow up. I think I got the follow up.
Today he filed for bankruptcy.
Say it without laughing.
Today he filed for bankruptcy.
He didn't.
And in the bankruptcy, he acknowledged that not only does he have to pay this, but he also owes $1 million to the IRS.
What?
All kinds of debt.
A million?
$1 million in taxes to the IRS he owes.
This is a former mayor of a major city. I know we just passively say, like, it never gets a laugh, so I don't know why I always do it, but the mayor of 9/11, like, the mayor of
America's mayor.
America's mayor. Like, he commits tax fraud?
Well,
I mean, him and Hunter Biden are, like, neck and neck with, like, oh, we should be a Hunter Biden themed podcast, too.
Yeah, we should. That'd be good times. Everybody likes meth and hookers. Pretty shocking, I guess. I was surprised by the $1 million in tax owed.
Well, didn't he? It
couldn't happen to a better guy.
No. Yeah.
I think this is similar to what you were talking about with people that are willing to, destroy their lives for Trump.
Yeah,
kind of falls in that category.
He's one
of
them.
Yeah,
and Trump didn't help him out.
No,
Trump could have backed all this shit. He's a billionaire, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now Giuliani's fucked.
Yep. Yeah, he will. You will. I mean, they're all there's nothing but bodies laying in the man's wake. Like, just the next person's just like, is this the line to lose all my credibility and like respect from the public?
And the thing is, it has been for years, even before he was president, with all the contractors he fucked over, like all those people, like, and somehow.
Remember, he's not racist because he hired immigrants.
Right.
Contractors he fucked over.
Jesus. All right. What's the bigger deal?
That one. Giuliani.
Yeah, I agree. Giuliani.
Yeah. Where were Giuliani? We are Giuliani.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Moving on to some science stuff. A volcano started to erupt in southwest Iceland in the Reykjanes Peninsula.
Reykjanes.
After weeks of seismic activity and evacuations. So the capital of Iceland, Reykjavik, is like, I want to say, 50 miles, something like that, from where this is happening.
Oh, that close?
Yeah, you can actually see it apparently from Reykjavik.
It sent flames like 400 feet in the air or something.
Yeah, it's pretty intense. However, they're saying it's not going to be as bad as that one a couple years ago that shut down flight traffic in Europe.
You're right. Yeah.
All the ash spewed into the air.
Yeah, this is, this seems like a different type of volcano, too. This is like a fissure, and that was like a caldera type explosion, wasn't it?
There was a different type of explosion. Okay. I don't know all the volcanic stuff, but yeah. Love and Fire is a really good documentary about volcanoes.
What's it called?
I think it's called Love and Fire.
Love and Fire, okay. Haven't you seen story? Wasn't it just like a month ago there was some city street that just split open like the Ghostbusters? Remember at the end of Ghostbusters where this earth opens up?
Yeah.
That happened in real time in Iceland like a month, maybe 2 months ago.
The geology in Iceland is very unstable.
Yes.
That stuff happens all the time.
Yeah, it's like, hey, we want to make a movie about primitive earth. Well, let's go to Iceland and film it. It's live happening.
So they've evacuated a bunch of people from the area. It's not a lot of people that live nearby, but there's still obviously people.
And elves. Don't forget the elves, Alan.
Don't forget the elves. And so there's a lot of buildings, homes, and things like that that are at risk. But so far, it hasn't happened. So unclear how bad it's going to be, really. All right. The next one you had in our stories. This is actually
I drank a lot in a short amount of time is the problem. Like, I didn't drink a lot, but I just was so excited to drink my eggnog.
Yeah.
You don't notice it in the eggnog, even though it's strong. You're like, no, but I want to taste more eggnog. So you keep drinking it, you know? Eggnog naturally tastes kind of rummy.
It does.
Maybe I should use rum. Oh, that's why you like brandy, huh?
I like the brandy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the difference between brandy and rum? Or brandy's from wine, right? Brandy's grapes.
Brandy's from wine. Rum is from sugar.
Yeah, I know that. And slavery. Right. Don't forget the slavery, Alan.
You can't forget the slavery. It adds that extra.
Yeah. Fuck. NASA successfully tested a high-speed laser by transmitting a 15-second... I'm going to say these words in order. These are headline words. They tested a high-speed laser by transmitting a 15-second high-definition cat video 19 million miles. When I saw this headline, they were like, they broadcasted this from beyond the moon. I'm like, well, it's like 250,000 miles. That's pretty far. And then I read it, and it said 19 million miles. I'm like, that's a lot different. Like I get the vastness of space doesn't include like another planet or heavenly object that's like a reference point until you get to Mars, which is significantly further, but just say 19 million. Don't be like, for reference, the moon was a rest stop 3 hours ago on this fucking 4-hour trip. You know, that's not even right. I mean, that's nothing. To 250,000 from the Earth or 200,000, however far the moon is, and 19 million. That is a rounding error.
Yes. Yeah. So.
And a cat video. The point is, yeah.
The cat's name was Tater, just if you were curious.
Nice.
The cat was owned by a NASA employee. This is something
that the cat wasn't 19 million miles away, just to be clear.
No, the video.
Yeah, they brought the video with it 19 million miles away and then sent it back to us on a laser.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. So they've been working on communication like this for a while, because if we're going to, you know, explore the universe further, we need to be able to talk back and forth. And current, like, radio communication has a real hard time covering that kind of space.
Yeah.
The crazy thing about this, they're saying that the amount of time it took to transmit the video from 19 miles away in space is faster than a lot of broadband connections. In fact, the video got to the telescope that picked it up faster than it took them to broadcast it over broadband to
back to Earth from the telescope.
To JPL for people to watch it
in La Cañada, Flint Ridge area.
Yeah. So, can you imagine that? Like, that's fast. That's crazy. I mean, speed of light, obviously, 186,000 miles per second, right? That's insane that it worked. It's a high definition video.
Dude, and it's crisp. Like, you know, it's crisp. There's no lag. There's no like glitch or anything to it. Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, we can send people to Jupiter and, you know, talk like we're on a cell phone. Essentially.
Oh, I get it now. Like in Interstellar.
Yeah. So, I mean, this obviously proof of concept, and it could work even further away.
So that would not happen just from the free market, at least for another couple millennia, right? Like that's something where the state allocated resources.
The thing that shot this thing up.
SpaceX?
SpaceX rocket.
Yeah. Yep. Space Twitter.
Yeah. So that Space Twitter, yeah. So that was free market. But yeah, clearly this wouldn't have happened.
Yeah. I don't know. Cool. You know me, I'm not anti-free market, but like even Hayek like struggled with this. Like he acknowledged that, you know, you have elaborated freedoms from the benefit that you get from a state. And like, you have to accept that. Like that's, look, and I get that I'm not going to win an argument with people like Millet or, you know, other people that are true ANCAPs, but
like named his dogs after.
Yes. Yeah. All right. I'm done. Austrian, I think he named one of them after Hayek.
I think he did. Yes.
All right. I'm not into this next headline, dude. It's a big bummer. Like this is a big,
what's the bigger deal though? I think NASA's
space lasers. Deal.
Yeah, space lasers.
Did the Jews make this one?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
We'll have to run that past
MTG. MTG, three toes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So U.S. homelessness rose 12% in 2023.
That's a big highest number. 12%, double digits.
Yeah. To its highest reported level, driven in part by higher rent and a decline in COVID-19 pandemic aid.
What does that mean? Nobody was staying in their house because they got three checks for $700.
No, but I think there was additional assistance for people to pay their rent.
Fuck out of here. It's not because of that. That's a bullshit headline. I get that it's the AP and I'm not, it's just like, no, the reason is rent is like property is too expensive and cost of living is too high. That's a formula for, I expected to see higher homelessness, 12%. If you know 10 people, one of them's now homeless. No. It's an increase by 12%. So the number that existed is 12% larger.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. All right.
So it was 653,000 people who were homeless in 2023.
How many?
Homelessness.
How many?
653,000.
Ah, where do they all live? Skid Row? Are you fucking kidding me? There's only 600,000 homeless people in the United States. This data is flawed.
That's what they're reporting. Homelessness had been going down from like 2007 for like a decade, and then it started to creep back up again. And then this year has been the worst so far.
Yeah.
There had been a lot of work for veterans to, you know, help homeless veterans to find housing. Mm-hmm. And so we started to see that number drop. Now that number is coming back up. Homelessness among individuals rose by nearly 11%, among veterans by 7.4%. And among families with children by 15.5%. This also mostly affects people of color, with black people being about 13% of the population, but 37% of homeless, and Hispanic or Latino people, 19% of the population, but 33% of the homeless. Also older people over 54 are a larger group in the homeless community.
That sounds like borderline boomers.
It sucks. So the second headline here,
how do you fuck up being a boomer?
Right.
Everything was handed to you, like the easiest generation to make it through in history. You ended up homeless.
I mean,
I'm thinking of my Aunt Nita, but like, Jesus, how'd you fuck that up, man? I know. Grandma was on, weight loss pills while she was pregnant. That's why.
Oh, I think it has to do a lot with addiction, things like opiates.
I've just told you. I think I know why Nita's chemistry was off. I'm glad none of my aunts and uncles are... I don't think my mom listens anymore. She said she never listens.
The average 30-year fixed mortgage rate fell to 6.95% this week.
Fell?
Yeah, after a recent peak of over...
Whoa, almost 8%.
Almost 8%. So as a result of that, home builders have come to the market and like, okay, we can build again.
Oh, the fuck out of here. Do you think a year ago they would have been like, hey, if it was only 6.95%, we could fucking build? No, they were like, shit's getting out of hand. Like, that's a lousy fucking, it's finally below 7. What are you talking about? It was rising. It was probably lower than that a year and a half ago, right?
I can tell you're 3 eggnogs in.
4.
Wait, this is the wrong, but the wrong story. Hold on.
The wrong headline. You opened gas headlines. It's 268 by me, 309. I'm not editing.
I was going to try to find some more detail. This is from like Freddie Mac, not Fannie Mae.
Yeah.
So not a whole lot of detail, but they're saying that a welcome downward trend after 17 consecutive weeks above 7%. lower rates are bringing potential home buyers who were previously waiting on the sidelines, and a rise in home builder confidence followed by new home.
Dude, that's fucking that's spin, dude. That's like state spin. Like
the, saying, a new home construction reached its highest level since May.
Since May, okay, it was bad in May. Sure, that's a better number than May. What's a weird thing to say? Like, oh, looks like we're trending better. It's still worse than anything in the last 15 fucking years. Like,
yeah, I mean, so I included it as sort of a counter to the homeless headline as saying that perhaps there is some light on the horizon. So,
yeah, I mean, I also was saying that, you know, insiders are expecting rate cuts next year, but you know, they also said 2008 is going to be a strong year, you know, like the predictor. I don't listen to people keep giving Paul Krugman more advice. He's the economist on staff at the New York Times. And like they keep sharing things for him. I'm like, the motherfucker had like all these positive things going into like they going into 2020. Great
it
expectations.
Was transitory
2008.
Inflation.
Yeah. He was the transitory inflation guy. He's the reason. I mean, if I were you, I would never forgive him for putting that word into your head, right? Like, I'm not going to fucking fall for your shit again, Paul Krugman. Nope, never mind. Look at this glowing review of the last thing he said. Like, how many times do you have to be wrong before people are just like, okay. All right. The U.S. national average gas price fell to $3.09 today, matching the lowest level in 2 years. It's $2.68 in my little neck of the woods. Saw that yesterday. The I feel like if it costs shipping containers an extra $1 million to drive around Africa, it's probably going to affect the price of gas. Yeah. The one thing I saw was long term, the longer that blockade goes on, or not blockade, as long as shipping companies are going around Africa, it's actually going to cause Russian crude. That was one of their only ways that they could get out and go sell shit to China, other than mm-hmm. railroads that are getting blown up by the secret police or secret service of Ukraine. Anyways, so I'm all over the place. So Russia is being able to evade sanctions by shipping oil and gas to China and other countries, probably India, right? And mm-hmm. One of the routes was through the Suez Canal. There's super tankers and there's, you know, regular tankers. Those regular tankers can't afford or can't even, like, without more refueling, go around Africa, let alone go mm-hmm. around Africa and then go to China. Like, that's just a huge difference as opposed to going, you know, across a sea and then through a strait and then over to China. So the long term that this, like, what I'm trying to say is, when I learned that, I was like, oh, so the U.S. military wants to fight the Houthis because we want to keep this going, because the longer we do that, the more it hurts Russia's, because that
the
will be
the of them selling their crude on the market,
their ability to keep evading the sanctions, basically. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So just when we go to a hot war with the Houthis and pretend that we're fighting Iran, it's one, it'll be fun, right? Imagine if we actually fought Kuwait instead of Iraq. That's what I imagine the Houthis in perspective, like Saudi Arabia and Iran, right? It's just like, yeah, oh please, like, you know how many like virgin well, they're not virgins anymore, you know how many horned up Marines are sitting behind big guns going, oh please, let me shoot at them, let me, come on,
with habitual line stepper.
So I was listening to Kickback today. I'm all fucking Stolen Valored up.
this website that has all the gas prices, you can actually look at the bar graphs from like different states and compare it to like the national.
Oh, yeah. How's Tennessee compared to California?
Well, I did California first. So California versus national. Current average, California is at $4.58 and nationally it's $3.12. However, if you look at month ago average, California was at $4.96. So it's dropped. You know,
wait, is your gas under $5?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, when I was there in like September, it was $6.
Yeah, actually, if you go to like the, you know, like a Safeway or whatever, it's like $4.50.
In my head, it was still saying, $4.50 is still a fucking God. There is nothing different between. Okay, there is different. You guys have California gas, which causes it to be more expensive. And you have like $1, $2 worth of taxes on top of it.
Taxes, yeah. So if you look at a year ago average for California, it was $4.35. So we're closer to a year ago than we are a month ago.
Well,
so that's progress.
You know what? Can I take just a stab in the dark at what the price of gas is going to be in September and October of 2024?
Ooh, yeah.
Probably about $1.50 more than the average is right now.
Because of the Suez Canal?
No, because the Saudi or because all the oil manufacturers want Trump to get back in office. And they're going to be like, oh, you know what? We've been overproducing. We're going to have to shut a couple pipelines down. We'll turn them back on in December.
So in Tennessee, you're at 280 currently versus 312 nationally. A month ago, you were at 292. A year ago, you were at 272. So you really haven't fluctuated all that much.
But people went to the gas pump with fucking trash bags. I saw it with my own goddamn eyes when the there was some pipeline closed. Remember that? There was some pipeline closed and people were like putting gas in trash bags.
Which is a really bad idea.
I saw it. I was there. Like
you saw it?
Yes, it happened. We were on a road trip. About it. Yeah, yeah, I have a picture somewhere on my phone. All right, where are we at here? What are we doing?
All right,
somebody win that? You tell me.
I think the homelessness thing is a bigger deal.
Okay, homeless. Okay.
Are we going to do the tournament now? Or do you
now is a good time for tournament. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No, we need one more.
Okay, we'll do other news then. So in other news, we have a headline behind Hunter Biden's unexpected appearance, a surprising ally, and a heads up to his dad. So
Truck Gun Paul sent this in.
Okay, so we talked about Hunter Biden coming out and saying that he was not going to do the closed door hearing that they had requested of him, Congress had asked for. He would do it publicly, but he refused to do it in private because he was concerned that they would twist his words and take him out of context. And he did that. He announced that publicly in front of the Capitol.
I read like the first paragraph of this article, and it seemed to me that the whole article was about the fact that the location of the press conference was like a big deal. Is that what this article was about?
Not really. So partly, yeah. So when they say a surprising ally, they're talking about Eric Swalwell, representative from California.
Will always make me laugh.
He reserved that space for him.
Swalwell went out and like camped out and reserved that space.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a very popular space used for large press conferences.
Okay. So nice backdrops or something.
Yeah. It was going to get a lot of coverage. And it was literally like, you know, very close to where people were literally waiting in a hearing room for him to testify. Comer and
there's got to be weird little things about everything that happens in DC where it's like, yeah, and when this happens, people want to talk here. And like, I don't find anything remarkable about that.
What's interesting, I guess, really the article is more about is that nobody knew this was going to happen. He had given Joe Biden a heads up, and obviously Swalwell knew about it, but nobody else knew about it. Nobody in the Republican caucus knew about it. Nobody like generally knew about it. He just showed up and did it. His lawyers had been telling him to kind of go out on the offensive for quite a while, and he'd preferred to stay sort of, you know, in the background. This is the first time he ever kind of really
for a crackhead. I think he navigated that pretty well.
I agree. I agree.
I thought that was he pulled it off in terms of like winning the media on it. He was never going to have a 100% win, but as much as you could win, I think he won in that.
Right. And Swalwell was like, hey, like this guy's a recovering addict. None of the things that the Republicans are alleging that he did with his father's influence have been proven. And so I'm 100% behind this guy, which was a little bit surprising for a guy like him to kind of go out on a limb for somebody like Hunter Biden, who is, you know, you could say politically toxic on.
Why do you say someone like him about Swalwell?
Because Swalwell is a very prominent Democrat that likes to keep his hands clean.
Does he? Didn't he kind of get his whole name ruined under Russiagate?
That's one way to look at it. I just think it's a little bit surprising that he would stick his neck out for Hunter. That's not like, you know, obvious that he would do.
Okay.
So that's more what the article is about.
The president's son, and you're saying stick his neck out. Like, this brave hero went out there to defend the president's son, who's also his partner. Like, I don't know. Do you see why I see it that way?
I do see why I see it that way. I just think that
I should do 5 eggnogs more often. I feel really loose. 5 eggnogs. I'm going to do a podcast with Alan.
If you're a political animal and you can do the most politically expedient thing, I don't know that supporting Hunter would be that.
I understand. That's a good point. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
You put it that
way. Next one. A sinking capital faces rising waters.
So I read this article, and I'm hoping that the one line that I saw is the line that stood out to you.
This article was really long. I don't remember a specific line.
There's a part that kind of stands out. Like, did you get to the part where it said zombie rivers?
Oh, yeah, there are zombie rivers. So essentially, Washington, D.C. was literally built on a swamp. But when you say drain the swamp, it's not like hyperbole.
That's the first thing I thought when I saw this headline. I'm like, who the fuck? This isn't news. Why are you writing news about this?
Right. So essentially, there's all these rivers that used to run in that area. In fact, like half of the Federal Triangle, whatever it's called, where like the Washington Monument is and all that stuff, used to be underwater.
It's called the pubic area, Alan.
And so they filled all of it in with rock and stuff like that and built on it. Then when they were like building things like the African History Museum, they were digging out the basement and realized all this water was coming out that was now in the groundwater, like the water table.
Huh?
And so that was
created. Wait, when they dug to create the museum, they were like, oops, we hit the water table?
Yeah. And all that water coming out created a vacuum, like a sinkhole. And they were worried that like
the lesson learned, they shouldn't have built the, you're saying they shouldn't have built the African History Museum, Alan.
That's not what I'm saying.
That's not what you're saying.
So now they've done just like billions of dollars of like retrofitting essentially to fight this water from being a problem.
Wow.
They still flood often.
What? And it's from these new places they were like tapped into basically.
Yeah. And so because of climate change and water level rising, it's even more and more at risk. So they've spent a ton of money on that. Also, the cherry trees kept dying.
Yeah.
So Japan would have to give us more. I think they gave us like cherry trees three
it's
or four
the
times.
It's the gift that keeps on giving, like herpes.
Yeah, right. They had to give us like 3,000 a while ago because all the other ones died.
That sucks.
And that's because they're tapping into this really polluted water source that's below them in the soil.
Do people drink
the
ground.
If you do, you're going to be very ill. Hmm. I wouldn't recommend it. So they have all these things in place now to kind of compensate for this or deal with it. But going forward, it's only going to get worse because of rising water levels. I think they said something like they've seen 6 feet of rising water levels in this water table. They say a foot of that is because of climate and the rest of it is – I don't remember exactly what they attributed that to. But it's only going to get worse.
It'd be a better headline if they said it was all climate change.
We now have these, like, I want to say, like, hundreds of tons of movable, like, dams, essentially, made out of aluminum that we can put in place where they need to be. They're, like, massive things. They're sitting on a truck bed.
I'm imagining, like, the way the Dutch have that, like, dam that can open and close, that like seawall. So we have like a mobile thing like that where we have like a fleet of barricades that stop the water that we can like send out to different areas. Okay, deploy. Yeah,
god, this article is so fucking long.
That's a lot. Yeah, but zombie rivers, right? Like I just heard zombie rivers and I was like, well, Alan, read this to me.
I'm trying to find the details. Okay, so it's $3.8 million worth of portable aluminum levees whose 35 disassembled parts each weigh about 4 tons and must be assembled by hand. They sit 5 miles away from the place they protect in the open air all year round atop a flatbed truck parked next to old trash cans and concrete culverts just ready to deploy.
Fucking America,
There's just pictures of these massive aluminum blocks, essentially, that we can deploy as needed. America! It's pretty wild.
That's our capital. It's the seat of power.
That's our capital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It turns out it really wasn't a great place to build at. It
really wasn't the greatest place to put that. Yeah. No. Probably could have built that somewhere else.
What, like Philadelphia?
Yeah, there you go.
I think
next
so.
Next to the Liberty Bell. Mm. All right. So what's the bigger headline here?
Hunter Biden.
Yeah, agreed.
Doesn't matter. West Taiwan. I've decided West Taiwan wins.
I'm going to agree
with you. Well, we got to play the game. West Taiwan versus West Taiwan versus Hunter.
West Taiwan.
Supreme Court something? No, Jimmy Lai versus, I don't know, Houthis? No, gas? Wait. What did I write down there? What's above gas? Homeless. Homeless or Jimmy Lai? Homeless. No, that Jimmy Lai.
You think Jimmy Lai? Okay.
Yeah, I think that that's a bigger story, like in history.
I'll go with Jimmy Lai.
Yeah. I really feel like his story of the way that like he was too free and is being persecuted is the classic story of like why what China's doing is asshole. I got a button, but I don't want to look for
China's
it.
Asshole. Okay.
I've got Texas versus NASA lasers. I'm going to go with the lasers. That's huge, better. Dude.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. Laser. And then I have Rudy versus Hunter Biden.
I mean, we're Rudy Giuliani.
Rudy Giuliani. Okay. All right. So now we have West Taiwan versus Jimmy Lai. Well, geez.
It's West Taiwan wins. Yeah. West Taiwan.
Okay. And we have Rudy versus lasers. Lasers.
Lasers.
Okay.
Lasers versus West Taiwan. West Taiwan has to win.
I don't know. In terms of history,
lasers are pretty cool.
That is a huge. This to me feels like when we went from air to air communication to and having cables to having fucking fiber optic cable, right? And being like, yeah. No, we use cables, but we transmit light across it. Like this feels like that leap and everything that came from that. We're gonna see that across the technological field that we already have now. So that's I feel like cool. The effect of communicating via laser like that is just, that's a game changer.
So you're going to say lasers over Taiwan, West Taiwan?
Right. Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah, it's fun. We can't have West Taiwan like win.
Funner's not a
win. Not word, until they okay. reunify.
Sure.
Right. One Taiwan policy.
The lasers win.
Lasers win. What have you been watching, bud?
So I tried to start watching that movie you talked about, Leave the World
Did
Behind.
You let Tim's bad review...
No.
You let actually, that uncultured swine union fucking ringleader persuade you into this being a bad movie?
No, I actually did that before I think I started you. Saying that. Okay. And I can't give you a review on it because I fell asleep.
Did you fall asleep because it sucked?
I don't...
Did the dialogue... So I felt like the dialogue in the first scene was kind of off-putting.
It was.
I got over that because it didn't seem to stay that way to me.
Mm. I don't know how far I made it in. Okay. On Netflix, it says I made it like 45 minutes. I don't think I made it actually.
Oh, you fell asleep. Yeah.
I fell asleep.
Were you tired because of all the work or was it
yes,
not?
Okay. Yes,
yeah, I do that. I fall asleep during things I like all the time. Yeah.
I haven't had time to just sit and watch something very much recently. So that's really the only
I
thing.
Think that if you, this isn't a relaxing movie.
I'm going to go
movie.
Back. I'm going to try it again.
Sure. This isn't a relaxing movie, but like it's not quite to the level of like, you know how like when you'd watch TV shows like The Wire, you just had to pay attention the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not quite up to that, but like you're going to want to give it your attention, you know?
Okay.
And it's a reasonable length movie. I think it's under 2 hours. I don't remember, but I remember not being offended by the length of the movie. I think, you know, look, this movie splits people. Nobody says it's okay. I think
either
it's
either hate or love it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think this is like 4.5 out of 5. Other people probably give it a 2. I think Tim gives it something really low. He said he didn't like it at all.
Yeah.
I understand. Like there's a movie that I want to see. Well, I wanted to see when I heard about it, but once I watched the trailer, it was like, I feel like the way that this is being done, I just don't want it. There's a movie called Beau is Afraid, which honestly feels like an A24 movie. It's got Hair Lip, Napoleon, Joaquin Phoenix. Not Running Phoenix, Joaquin Phoenix.
Walking.
River. Yeah, he has like severe anxiety, agoraphobia, something like that.
I think I've seen the trailer for this.
Yeah, and it's just like, I get it. I don't want to watch that. That doesn't make me feel good, like. Makes me feel icky. Where are we? Is that what you watched? Did you watch anything else?
No.
Dude, I know I've watched a lot of other stuff. I can't recall what the other things were, and I didn't bug Natasha. Normally, I just go, Tosh, what movies did we watch?
Right.
But she was on the phone. So I did make this note because I watched a thrilling movie that finally is out on Disney Plus called Haunted Mansion. A spooky season never ends, especially when you're at the birth of Christ, so that you get to continue the spooky season into Easter. Krampus, too. That's a scary one, right? There's your scary holiday themes. Anyways, we kept spooky season going and watched Haunted Mansion. It was fine. It was fine. I knew what I was in for. I wasn't like, I'm going to really love this, but I also was like, I bet I won't hate it. And I didn't hate it. It was fine.
Okay.
There were times where you're like, oh, just like in The Ride. And it was in a way where it didn't bother you. You weren't like, oh, you had to shoehorn the... It was like, oh, good reference. Well done in context. Like, they kept it contextually within, if you want to enjoy a movie called Haunted Mansion based on the Disney ride, you're not going to hate it, you know?
Okay.
I thought it was good. You're going to predict everything that's happening. You're like, oh, it's going to be this. And, you know, you'll be right. But it's fun. It's right. Not offensive, you know? It's fine.
It's fine. I will say
that people that think that Disney is satanic and like trying to like groom, maybe not the child grooming, but like child sacrifice and all the weird shit that the intergalactic time travelers that what's his name, Alex Jones, all that kind of shit.
Yeah.
They shouldn't see this because there is a story they tell in it that literally deals with child sacrifice. And I turned to Natasha. I'm like, are they actually doing this? Is Disney actually doing a movie talking about child sacrifice? Like, what? I don't turn off notifications. It's asking me if I want. It's bugging me in the middle of a fucking recording. Hey, do you want to turn off your note? It seems like you don't open up your Discord notifications. Turn off. Yeah, I want to turn off my Discord notifications. Fuck.
I mean, do you remember Something Wicked This Way Comes? That was also a Disney movie back in the day.
That was a Disney movie?
I'm pretty sure it was. Wow. Yeah. That was pretty intense for a Disney movie.
No, I didn't know that.
I'm Googling.
Okay, we'll keep Googling it. I was going to do a game of whether it's Lockheed Martin technology or not, but I only came up with one thing.
Okay.
You know what? I don't think you can really check into my intentions too well right now. I've probably got a pretty drunked up poker face. I think my tells are pretty relaxed. You can find out if I made this up or if I found this out about Lockheed Martin, okay?
Okay.
They came up with a technology, or they're testing a technology, to contain the power of the sun in a small magnetic bottle. Does that sound fake or real?
I'm supposed to guess before I look.
Don't look. What told you? Look, are you Googling this?
I was.
Why did you think that you could Google this? What a part of my setup.
I didn't finish Googling.
All right. Google
contained in a small magnetic box. Is that what you said?
Bottle.
I'm going to say that's true.
Yep. That's true. That's true. Lockheed Martin is trying to contain the power of the sun in a small magnetic bottle.
Sounds like something they would do.
It does. All right. Well, let's move into... America's favorite party game. Yeah, it's Pottery Barn Sofa or Senators. Sofas. It's just sofas or senators, and we've included Congress members. You know what? I got to ask you this. This is a good just asking question. It never really had a place where it belonged. Congressman doesn't mean senator, right? Congressman means House of Representatives person, right?
That's how I think a lot of people see it, and I often use that as sort of the same thing. But really, technically, Congress does include the Senate.
Right.
So you have like for instance, the Jan 6th, that was a joint session of Congress. So that included the House and the Senate. So technically, you should say a House of Representative, you know, representative
member of the House.
Or
it'd be easier if we could just say MP, like parliamentarian countries.
Yeah. Mr. Parliament.
I feel like, so it's like a squares, rectangles thing, right? Like all squares are rectangles, not all rectangles are squares. I feel like members of the House take advantage of that to be like, I'm a congressman. It could mean anything. Maybe I'm the senior classman. I'm not a freshman. Like, right?
Like, I'm
on the varsity team. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Congressman. It's overcompensating.
It is.
All right. Okay. So I got a couple of names here, and you will decide whether these names are real names or if I've put together two sofa names from high-end sofa companies.
There's four couches and one.
No. You're going to find the sofa. Find the sofa amongst the senators.
So there's two House members and two.
Well, they could also be senators. I didn't look. They're Congress people.
Congress people.
Okay. All right. I've got Odell Bennett. Earl Carter. Wow. That's five eggnogs there. Earl is tough to say. So I got two things going on. One, it's two vowels next to each other that you feel like you want to enunciate both of.
Yeah.
I also have the like Southern version of Earl that I'm like is more familiar to me. as of late. And I'm drunk. So it was not easy.
Merry Christmas, Merry everybody.
Christmas, everybody. Earl Carter. Mm-hmm. Earl. Oh, I'm in charge of the names. I was just repeating Earl in my head a bunch of times. Morgan Griffith.
Okay, can you say them one more time?
Yes, in reverse order. Morgan Griffith, Earl Carter, and Odell Bennett. I can provide spelling if needed.
I'm going to say...
I can use it in a sentence if you'd like.
So, and there's two house members and then the couch, right?
Yes. There's only, yeah. And Alan's asking for clarification because oftentimes I tell him it's one thing and then it's the other. So you are trying to find one couch, which is comprised of two couch names look like a senator's names.
Would you like to say that Morgan?
Wait, Griffin. Do you want a hint? What's your guess?
Morgan Griffith.
Morgan Griffith is what you think is a sofa?
Yeah.
Can I use the sentence I was going to use anyways tell you if you're right or wrong?
Yeah.
So a question could be asked, did Morgan Griffith have an aide that got butt fucked in the Senate? I'm sorry, Alan, the answer would be no, which I'm going to ring the bell for because I like it when I win. Oh, it's this bell when I win. Yeah, I win. Alan didn't win. Thank God.
Which one was the...
Oh, yeah, I guess I can't hold on to it.
Earl.
No. Oh, Alan, you're doing poorly in this game. Odell Bennett. Yeah.
Odell Bennett was the couch.
Odell Bennett is a couch name. Those two couches came from Ethan Allen, which itself would have been a good... Is it Ethan Allen? Noted American...
Furniture maker.
What do we call that version of America? Colonial American Ethan Allen? Kind of petering out here. You know, if I can keep a head of steam going, Alan, we can close the show without a single edit. Because as far as I can tell, in my best judgment right now, this show needs no edits.
Oh, we nailed it.
You did.
Absolutely.
Yep, like jello against a wall. I got a question. No, not a question. In lieu of a question.
Okay.
I have, when I was a kid, I used to tell jokes around the Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner table. And my aunt would always, when she'd come over for like my birthday in October, she'd be like, remember, have your jokes ready for Thanksgiving.
Oh.
So okay. I feel like that's a tradition that everyone should do if they don't.
I like it.
Yeah. So I have a joke to submit. Kids, tell this at your family's Christmas gathering.
Christmas party.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Christmas party joke. What do you call a reverse exorcism, Alan? I'm going to put my finger on the stop button. What do you call a reverse exorcism?
I don't know. What do you call a reverse exorcism?
It's when the... it's when the demon tells the priest to get out of the child. Sell that to grandma and record it and send it to the show. We'll put it in our stories. If you fucking do this, we'll put it in our stories. I promise you. Oh, my God. Please do it. All right. Dude, Merry fucking Christmas, man. I hope
Merry Christmas.
Like, look, between just me and you and the listeners, I know how hard this year's been for you. Like, it's been harder than the last couple of years for you. Like, I know you don't want to say it, but you don't normally text me with how rough work's been treating you. And I know things are going good for you at work, you know? Like, you're in a good situation. Everybody fucking loves you. And even when everything's going your way, the season is fucking hard. And I really hate some things, some aspects of what I do for a living. Like, when I'm on call, it's brutal on me and stuff like that. But I knew when I left retail and I got into this line of work that no matter how bad those things were, I somehow I'm going to pull out of this. So it's not just an insult to you, but I haven't figured out how yet, but, I remember the feeling of, I'm not going to work on Black Friday. You know, I'm not going to work until like the wee end of the morning on Thanksgiving, because we had to stocking prep and then get back at 4 or 5 AM or if we're really unlucky, midnight on Friday, basically not even get to enjoy looking at family and talking to people.
Yeah.
Like, cause it's like just for simple, like, I don't mean to sound like an alcoholic that had 5 eggnogs during an hour long podcast, but like you can't even have a drink and then go to work. Like you just, if you're a, you know, straight edge. Like it's just, and then to not, you know, it's just retail is so unforgiving with what's expected of you from the work side of it, like getting, like providing what the public is demanding. And then it's so unforgiving with the way that the public treats you. And and you're really good at it. Like, I mean, I seriously, man, I admire you. When I was a coworker of yours, I admire your ability to diffuse situations and like resolve those situations amicably. But you're constantly put in that spot, and that's not a skill set that they hire managers necessarily for. You're good at it, and that's why you excel at what you do, dude.
Thank you, man. That means a lot.
I know this year's been rough for you, dude, and I can't wait for just you get a chance to breathe again soon.
Almost there. Almost there. Yeah. Another week or so. Yeah. No, I appreciate it, man. It is a rough duty for sure. Been doing it a long time.
It's no double tapered duty. It's a rough duty.
I'm pretty used to the grind, but this year has been
it caught up to you.
Yeah, it's been a lot. So yeah.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas, man. I'll talk to you on the other side of it, and I hope you enjoy your Black Bear Diner or whatever it is.
How you I'm celebrate. Sure I will. All right. Merry Christmas to all the listeners out there too. We love you. Thank you for being out there. Yeah. We appreciate it.
We'll talk to you soon too. Cheers, man.
Cheers. Cheers.
When a guy's banging you,
don't let me in his damn house.
Oh, how about that?
Come in the name of peace.
LMFAO.
So what in the world is this?
Is Kevin McCarthy a moron, and if so, why?
Why would you say something that stupid?
I come without explanations or solutions.
I'm a very sexy lady.
Cat turd.
I will not suffer this harlot.
How great an anti-American Marxist.
Ted Cruz, go fuck yourself.
Read the news.
China is asshole.
God bless the United States.
Now this is podcasting.